Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Alongside its benefits, one of the unwelcome outcomes of exercise can be sore muscles, and so ways to prevent or treat this might be important for athletes, whether they are professional or amateur. In September 2015, as the Rugby World Cup began, a new Cochrane review examined the evidence on one intervention, whole body cryotherapy, or exposure to extremely cold air. One of the authors, Joseph Costello from the University of Portsmouth in the UK, tells us more.
Delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, affects many people after exercise and can lead to reduced performance in the future. It usually peaks 1 to 4 days after exercise, and several strategies are used to overcome it. Our particular focus in this review, whole body cryotherapy, is increasingly used as a method of recovery. The treatment was initially intended to treat patients with conditions such as multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis, but elite athletes, including the English and the Welsh rugby teams during the current Rugby World Cup, use the treatment to alleviate DOMS after exercise and to improve recovery. Consequently, recreational athletes have also started to try it. Whole body cryotherapy involves exposing individuals to extremely cold, dry air, which means below minus 100 degrees Celsius for 2 to 4 minutes in a specialized cabin or chamber. It's typically done within 24 hours of the exercise and is often repeated on the same day or over several days. The people wear minimal clothing, such as shorts for men and shorts and a crop top for women. They might also wear gloves, a woolen headband over the ears, a nose and mouth mask, and dry shoes and socks to reduce the risk of cold injury. The reductions in muscle, skin, and core temperature stimulate cutaneous receptors and excite the sympathetic adrenergic fibers, causing constriction of local blood vessels. The theory is that this will relieve soreness by reducing muscle metabolism, skin microcirculation, receptor sensitivity, and nerve conduction velocity. It might also have a psychological benefit by reducing the subjective feeling of DOMS after the exercise. We looked for trials that evaluated whole body cryotherapy for the prevention and treatment of muscle soreness after exercise in adults. We were willing to include randomized crossover trials where each participant is assessed with and without the cryotherapy, and trials done in laboratory or field settings, as long as at least one group in the trial were treated with whole body cryotherapy before or after exercise. We found 4 eligible studies. All were randomized trials, with 2 using a parallel group design and 2 using crossover design. But unfortunately, all 4 studies had design features that carried a high risk of bias, potentially limiting the reliability of the findings. The 4 trials were published between 2010 and 2014. They were done in laboratory settings in single centres in France, Ireland, Slovenia and Brazil. In total, there were data for 64 trial participants, only 4 of whom were women. The type, duration and intensity of exercise performed varied across studies. In 3 studies, the exercise was designed to produce DOMS under laboratory control conditions. The other study used a 48-minute simulated trial run on a treadmill. 2 studies used whole-body cryotherapy that exposed participants to a temperature of minus 110 degrees Celsius in a specialized cryotherapy chamber. The other 2 used partial body cryotherapy in a cryo cabin where the head, neck, and shoulders were not exposed. These used temperatures of minus 110 degrees Celsius and between minus 140 to minus 195 degrees Celsius respectively. Taking all of the evidence together and comparing the effects of whole body cryotherapy against no such cooling, there was very low quality evidence for lower self-reported muscle soreness at 1, 24, 48 and 72 hours after exercise. However, this was not statistically significant and is consistent with no differences or a benefit in favour of the control group. Although we were also interested in adverse effects, none of the trials reported looking for these. In summary, therefore, we've concluded that there is insufficient evidence to determine whether whole body cryotherapy reduces self-reported muscle soreness or improves subjective recovery after exercise in physically active young men, and that there is no evidence of its use in women or elite athletes. It's also important to note that the lack of evidence on adverse events means that we can say nothing about whether this exposure to extreme temperatures presents a potential hazard. Therefore, given the limitations of the evidence, the safety concerns, and the self-limiting nature of most forms of muscle soreness after exercise, there is currently insufficient evidence to support the use of whole body cryotherapy. This, along with its increasing use in elite and recreational sport, and also its costs, means that there is an urgent need for high quality, well-reported research.
If you would like to read more about the current evidence, or to watch for future updates of this review, if new trials are done, go to cochranelibrary.com and search for cryotherapy and exercise.